goes on and on and on. Love is a song. And love is not a lecture. Love is not a sermonette. Oh, haven't you heard it yet? Love is a song. Love is not a fable. True love is not a mystery. Oh, isn't it plain to see? Love is a song. Love is a song. Love has got a melody, singing in harmony. Love is a song. Love is a song. Love is not a short, short story. It goes on and on and on. Love is a song. And it goes on and on and on. Goes on and on and on and on and on. On and on. On and on and on and on and on. Love is a song.
Butterflies, they fill my guts when I look in your eyes. A heart that's young is filled with sweet surprise. Only the innocent can sympathize.
I don't care about the funny way you wear your hair. Someday you'll let me put my comb there. Till then you're beautiful and I just stare.
Sing another lonely line with me. Sing it in a lazy melody. There's no words to say just how I feel. It's just yet a little. I listen to the funny things you say. I hope you never ever change your ways. Let's take a wander through the world today.
I like all of you. I'd like to roll up in a ball of you. I like to breach the castle wall of you and sing a concert in the hall of you.
Sing another lonely line with me. Sing it in a lazy melody. There's no words to say just how I feel. So we just say a little. There's nothing else you need to bring to me until the day you bring that ring to me. But either way, you're everything to me. 'Cause you sing to me. Yeah, you sing to me.
Walter Martin and Cat Edmondson here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Ross just sent resent some tea foods. Ross, we did not get these the first time around. Thank you for sharing these. These are things you can eat or drink that start with the letter T. Turner tea and tequila. And also Tom Tucker mint ginger ale, tenderloin, turkey, tuna, trout, tater tots, tacos, Tabasco, Texas Pete, the famous hot sauce in King, North Carolina, tetrazzini, tofu, tortillas, tangerine, tan jellos, and toast with table spread, but not butter, tiramisu, and then with a tip of the hat to Myron Cope, a toddy, finishing up with a tea berry chewing gum. Thanks, Ross, for sending those. Those did not make it to us the first time. Hello to Susie. Nice to have you with us. And I'm looking for the song you requested. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and slbradio.org/radio.
Paper that will certify the date of your birth, and the day you die they sign another just to prove you've gone back to the earth. And between those two pieces of paper there is the truth that is so hard to find, and the story of your life is written. But you must read in between the lines. Now when you're young, you think it don't matter if you lead before you look. But those old folks are wiser and sadder from the chances that they took. Now when your chance comes along, you must take it. Just be careful and your time, and the chances are good you will make it if you can read in between the lines. And when someone tells you they love you and no one has ever loved you more, it is wise to stop and consider how many times they might have said that before. Because when love leaves you crying, then you will surely lose your mind. And you might have known love was lying if you could read in between the lines. How many times they might have said that before? Because when love leaves you crying, then you will surely lose your mind. And you might have known love was lying if you could read in between the lines.
Steve Goodman at the Saturday Light Brigade with Between the Lines. That song was played by Magpie at their house concert last week, and I was smiling and thinking to myself, what a great song. Why haven't we played that on the radio? And then I got in and looked at our library. Not only was it in our library, but we've played it. After 45 years, it gets hard to remember sometimes what we've played and what we haven't played. You know the feeling, right? Even if you're 4 or 5 years old, it can sometimes be hard to remember what's going on.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Thank you if you were one of the people recently reviewing SLB at greatnonprofits.org. We've maintained our status, thanks to you, as a top-rated nonprofit. And if you would like to submit a review, it helps let others know that SLB is meaningful to you and worth supporting. You can simply go to tinyurl.com/myslbreview. tinyurl.com/myslbreview. Well, Jim has sent us a picture from Greece. Jim, I don't know if you're in Greece right now, but that is one beautiful picture. I hope you're having a good trip. I know you were getting ready to head out. So if that indeed is you, thank you for sending that along. And hello to Carrie. Your John Prine request is coming up in a moment. Now, let's have some fun with this morning's crossword puzzle of the air. We are looking for a 9-letter word. The clue is spontaneous. Spontaneous. 9 letters altogether. The third letter is P. P as in panda. And the 7th letter is also P. P as in panther. So can you come up with the 9-letter word we're looking for? The 3rd letter is P as in panda. And the 7th letter is P as in panther. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO.
Right. I've been down this road before. I remember every tree, every single blade of grass holds a special place for me. And I remember every town and every hotel room and every song I ever sang on a guitar out of tune. I remember everything, things I can't forget, the way you turned and smiled on me on the night that we first met. And I remember every night your ocean eyes are blue, how I miss you in the morning light like roses miss the dew. I've been down this road before, alone as I can be. Careful not to let my past go sneaking up on me. Got no future in my happiness, the regrets are very few. Sometimes a little tenderness was the best that I could do. I remember everything, things I can't forget. Swimming pools of butterflies that slip right through the net. And I remember every night your ocean eyes of blue. How I miss you in the morning light, like roses miss the dew. How I miss you in the morning light, like roses miss the dew.
I should probably let go of all these X's and O's. They meant so much when we were in love, but now they just pile up. Point the star at my own heart, I feel a tingle in my toes. Every love note that you wrote was signed X and O, X and O. Tic-tac-toe, what do you know? This game still gets to me. It don't make much sense how it all ends without a strategy. Love was here, then it disappeared right in front of me. Now all I've got to show are some worn out X's and O's. Every love note that you wrote was signed X and O, X and O. It's fun to say tic-tac-toe and a one can play. Tic-tac-toe, my heart ran away. Tic-tac-toe, I can't wait all day. Tic-tac-toe, 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 tic-tac-toe.
Stephen Clare at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's a new song from his album called The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life. John Prine did I Remember Everything. Carrie, that is for you. Again, we are looking for a nine-letter word. The clue is spontaneous. The third letter is P as in panda. The seventh letter is P as in panther. The last letter is U as in unicorn. 412-200-5975. We would love to hear from you, Jim. And Crafton Heights got it right away, so did Gail in Stanton Heights. Kathy in Tyonesta was thinking it might be unprompted. Close. Put that U at the end of the word and make sure it has nine letters. We had a number of guesses of unprompted. John in Economy Borough got it, as did Tom in McCandless and Tommy in North Chesterfield. Russ in Kang, North Carolina got it, and Jim indeed is in Greece. Thank you for listening from all the way over there. Jim mentions that the new puppy is keeping him sharp today. Mary Jean came up with the correct answer. I believe I mentioned Kathy. And Jim sent along a picture of Cecilia. Thank you, Jim. I'm glad you're enjoying Greece. I'm checking to make sure I have acknowledged all of the correct answers. I believe I have. And a Saturday Light Brigade charge now. I need to check Facebook. To you, if you came up with impromptu. Impromptu is the word that we were looking for. And a Saturday Light Brigade charge for you if you came up with it. There's still people playing the food starting with tea game. Cal has tomato, Thai noodles, T-bone steak, tabbouleh, Triscuits, Twizzlers, tea, tonic water, and Tums. Jim, I shared Jim's. Sue has Twix Twinkies, Twizzlers, and Tim Tam Slams, noting that life is uncertain. Eat desserts first. Good morning to Mike Athey. Nice to have you playing along online as well. And Kel came up with the answer impromptu, as did Mike. And I believe we've identified all correct answers. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Coming up with our high clue, Linda and Collier just came up with impromptu as well. So did Mike and Mars. So nice to have you with us here at the Saturday Light Brigade. As long as it's a rainy day, maybe you are near your phone or your computer, why don't you text somebody and tell them to use the TuneIn or Simple Radio app or slbradio.org/radio to listen. And if you feel like it, you can send those notes and we'll say hello to whoever you pass that message along to. And we can have some more fun together on the radio. We'll have a haiku puzzle coming up in just a moment. Thank you if you came to visit us during our open house last week. It was great to see Bonnie of Observatory Hill. Bill from Sheridan stopped by. All told, we had nearly 50 people come by to say hello, and it was a great day. We'll have more open houses. Truth be told, you can almost always come and see us on a Saturday morning. Gail added toast, tacos, and tofu to our list of foods. I could see that all happening together. Annie Lindsay is here now from the Powder Mill Avian Research Center. Hi, Annie.
Hi.
I'm so glad you can join us. Can you tell us a little bit about, where the Powder Mill Center is, and then a bit about what its purpose is?
Sure. Sure, yeah. Powder Mill Nature Reserve is the environmental field research station of the Carnegie Museum of Natural History. We are about 50 miles southeast of Pittsburgh in a town called Rector, which is between Ligonier and Donegal.
And it's been years since I've been there, but it's a beautiful, beautiful sight.
It really is. Yeah, especially this time of year. We are right next to the Laurel Ridge, so in the Laurel Highlands, and we've got the fall colors in full force right now.
And the work that you do and that we're talking about today is in avian research, and there's going to be an open house a week from today, October 21st at 8 a.m. Tell us a bit about the work that happens there and why it matters.
Sure. Yeah, we have been banding birds since 1961 at Powder Mill. So we have this really long-term data set. We have over 830,000 banding records. So that's how many records of birds that we have in a data set. We do a lot of other avian research there in conjunction with the bird banding program. We test avian perception of glass in the hopes that we'll be able to find certain glass that is able to be seen by birds and they are not going to collide with it. We also do some wildlife tracking, so we'll put transmitters on birds to see where they're going, how they're using habitat, how far they migrate, where they migrate, how long it takes them, and a lot of other research projects there. So our mission is bird conservation through research.
And I had no idea these activities began in the 60s, early 60s, as you said. I don't want to put you on the spot, but have there been any findings that have really surprised you or maybe others who care about birds?
Yeah, I don't know how surprising it is, but we are seeing some major changes since the 1960s. We can analyze our data set for trends over time. We are seeing some population declines that's mirrored in other studies more continent-wide as well. We're seeing changes in migration timing. We're seeing birds breeding earlier. They're migrating in the spring earlier. We're seeing changes in morphology. So birds' bodies are getting smaller. Their wing lengths are getting shorter. And there are a lot of other things that we can do with our data set, too.
Have you correlated any of these changes with weather patterns or any other? It'd be fascinating to try to figure out if there's cause and effect or what's happening.
Yeah, it does seem to be pretty closely related to these warming temperatures.
Now, a week from today, the open house is going to happen. And what can folks expect to see there?
Yeah, so they will come anytime between 8 a.m. and noon. On a drop-in basis, they'll be able to see bird banding. We'll have birds that we will be putting the bands on and measuring, and we'll talk to people about the species and just any questions they have, we'll answer. We'll talk about the other research projects that we do. We'll show people how we catch the birds. It's just an opportunity for people to come and see the research that we do.
Now, that's going to be at 8 o'clock, 1 week from today, October 21st, 2023, and that's at the Avian Research Center at Powder Mill, and you mentioned Rector is the town to go to, and we've linked to the event, but if you Google Powder Mill Avian Research Center or go to carnegiemnh.org, the Carnegie Museum of Natural History website, you can find details about this event. It's 8 a.m. to noon. You don't have to make it right there at exactly 8 o'clock. But arriving early gives you the best chance to see a variety of birds, I would imagine, usually Earlier in the morning is when they're most active, right?
That's correct. Yeah, our first few net rounds in the morning are usually our busiest, and we often have the highest diversity of species earlier. By noon, things have kind of settled in a little bit, and we're not catching as many by that time of day.
Well, I hope it's a great day for you. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
No, thank you for having me on.
Thanks so much. And Annie, it's really good to talk to you. Keep in touch.
You too. Thank you.
That's Annie Lindsay from the Powder Mill Avian Research Center. Their event, October 21st at 8 a.m.
When the nightbird sings, the wind grows still, and I lean across my windowsill, hoping to catch a note that will abide with me. I've never spied him on the tree. His markings are unknown to me, but he warbles so courageously till the break of dawn, and his song his song once more. I'll make this heart an open door, for now I know he's come here for me to let him in. He chimes but once at most men's gates. Some don't listen until too late. Others believe, yet still may wait in vain.
Laurie, Lewis, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Sun's gonna shine, it'll be so dry, we're gonna drink wine. Dust's gonna fly right in your eye, and the river's gonna rise again. Chickens is a lot of eggs. Can't eat more than five a day. I'd better make some friends. 25 friends is way too many. Can't talk close or real within. Better get with my little best pal Jenny till the river rises again. River gonna rise, sun's gonna shine. It'll be so dry, we're gonna drink wine. Dust gonna fly right in your eye, and the river's gonna rise again. She gonna get mad, and I can't blame her. Never intended to try and save her. I just needed a friend. Is a friend in need, indeed a friend? Will we still be there at the rivers and when the world's run down and the money's spent? Who's gonna hold your hand? Oh, river gonna rise, sun's gonna shine. It'll be so dry, we're gonna drink wine. Dust gonna fly right in your eye, and the river's gonna rise again. And fluffy in the color of lemons, gonna be a lot of eggs. Oh, sun's gonna rise, river gone dry, dust gonna fly right in your eye. We're gonna get high and drink that wine, and the river's gonna rise again.
Kathy Kalik has a new album called The Lonesome Chronicles, and there she is. The song is called 25 Chickens.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Assemble, a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education based in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage in science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
From open mic nights to youth journalism, there's something for every teen at our Youth Media Center. Programs are free to all area teens and also offer opportunities to pursue self-directed projects, earn stipends, and meet new people. Learn more at slbradio.org/openstudio. Last Thursday's open mic night was amazing. Seeing new teens every week joining us in our Youth Media Center. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for this morning's High Clue puzzle. Ricky tells me she's audited the High Clue. And she's giving me 17 thumbs up, one for each syllable. Here is the haiku. See if you can figure out to the object of the haiku, what the haiku is referring to. Color in titles by Joni, Tony, Elton, and the Beatles, too. Color in titles by Joni, Tony, Elton, and the Beatles, too. There's your clue. 412-200-5975. Contact us at that number. If you would like to take a guess and join us on the air, you can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. That's this morning's High Clue.
There's a great big river and the water's wide. How are you gonna get to the other side? Think about it first and find a boat. Grab a wooden paddle and row, row, row. Row to the left, row to the right. Row, row, row with all your might. Muscle and bone with a little bit of sweat. They'll get strong. Muscle and bone, oh. Muscle and bone. There's a great big mountain made of solid rock. How you gonna get to the very top? Think about it first and take your time. Start at the bottom and climb, climb, climb to the left, climb to the right. Climb, climb, climb with all your might. Muscle and bone with a little bit of sweat. They'll get strong. Muscle and bone, oh, everybody's body made of muscle and bone. There's a great big boulder stuck in the road. How you gonna move such a heavy load? Think about it first and don't give up. Give it all you got and shove, shove, shove. Shove to the left, shove to the right. Shove, shove, shove with all your might. Muscle and bone with a little bit of sweat. They'll get strong. Muscle and bone, oh, everybody's body made of muscle and bone. Everybody's body made of muscle and bone. Everybody's body made of muscle and bone.
Put my cheek to the window and watch it sleep. Where the shadows fall from sycamore trees. Fight off this north wind and I'll be heading back east. Let the Colorado River roll onto the sea. I will be crossing it and changing. This old town never did really care that much for me. I don't know why I always come here in my dreams. It's the hardest to hold, but it's the to find. you'll slip for the dollar, I'll fall in your wine. But you cannot save your past for today. It'll leave you cold on an outbound train. Let the Colorado River roll onto the sea. I will be crossing it and changes. This old town never did really care that much for me. I don't know why I always come here in my you can never go back home. So I'm waiting for the moon to rise. It'll kiss my tears away and set my heart in line. Let the Colorado River roll onto the sea. I will be crossing it and changing. This old town never did really care that much for me. I don't know why I always come here in my dreams. Let the Colorado River roll onto the sea. I will be crossing it and changes. This old town never did really. I only come here to remember my dreams. Sleep tight, hill country town.
That's Sarah Jarosz. What a great voice she has. The song is called You Can't Go Home Again, from the album More Than a Whisper, celebrating the music of Nancy Griffith. Here is this morning's high clue one more time. Color in titles by Joni, Tony, Elton, and the Beatles, too. 412-200-5975. Join us on the radio with your answer if you know it. We're hoping you'll call and join us. We'd love to hear you on the radio with us. Jim in Crafton Heights came up with the correct answer, as did Tommy, who is in Virginia. John in Economy got the correct answer. And Bruce came up with it. Beautifully done. Russ in Kang, North Carolina got it. And also sent the complete details within the clue. A guess of blue from Joanne. Not blue. John and Carrick has the correct answer. Tommy, I mentioned in Virginia, got it and also derived the reason why the answer is so. Kathy and Tyonessa has the correct answer. John and Addie in East Deer. Tom in McCandless. And I believe I've now identified everybody that's given us the correct answer. No, a few more. Bonnie, up in Observatory Hill. And also a correct answer from John and Marjorie in Harrisville. Ah, Pudge has Crimson and Clover, not Crimson and Clover. A good guess. And Susie, you just got the correct answer. Well done, Susie. And actually, a couple more correct answers coming in. Boy, it gets hard to keep track sometimes. Thank you for all of your participation. Joanne actually does have the correct answer. Joanne in Oil City, I had indicated you had a different answer, but you have got the correct answer. Here it is again if you would like to try. Color and titles by Joni, Tony, Elton, and the Beatles, too. I was thinking an alternative third line might have been Color and titles by Joni, Tony, Elton, and Donovan, too. I thought that might be a little too easy. We were looking for Yellow, Color and titles by Joni, Big Yellow Taxi, Tony, Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree, Elton, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, and the Beatles, We All Live in a Yellow Submarine, too. If we'd used Donovan, it would have been Mellow Yellow. Regardless, Yellow, the correct answer to today's High Clue. Gail in Stanton Heights just got it. And the Saturday Light Brigade charged you if you came up with Yellow.
They paid paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum, and they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen.
you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
Let's get ready to laugh all together. But that alto voice at the end of that song is a bit foreshadowing of how Jenny sounds these days. She's been performing again and sounding just terrific, doesn't she? Congratulations if you came up with Yellow. That's the answer we were looking for. Rich in Edinburgh had the correct answer as well. I believe I mentioned Bruce. Lots of emails and texts coming in today. I'm trying to keep up with all of them. Russ came up with it too, noting Joni for Big Yellow Taxi, Tony Orlando for Tie a Yellow Ribbon, Elton John for Yellow Brick Road, and the Beatles for Yellow Submarine. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 10 minutes when the Soundhound makes his appearance today. Now it's a pleasure to welcome Carrie Handren. We're going to talk about the partial solar eclipse. And perhaps more importantly, John Brashear's birthday celebration at Allegheny Observatory. Carrie, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Larry.
And I was going to say, I say more importantly because I don't think we're going to be able to see the eclipse in our area, are we?
I thought that the get ready to laugh was a lead-in to watching the eclipse here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's not only is it very cloudy, but even under perfect conditions, I don't know that much about astronomy, but would we have been able to see it?
So today, the solar eclipse, the path of totality, the place where it's perfectly lined up between a spot on the Earth and the Moon and the Sun, that runs through South America and the American Southwest. And the Allegheny Observatory has actually sent a team down to Texas where they will be in that path doing some research. If the clouds miraculously part here in Pittsburgh, we'll be able to see a partial eclipse, meaning that the moon will cover about a third of the sun.
Oh, that's cool. But the likelihood of that happening is probably not so great.
Well, you can look at the weather as well as I can. And it's supposed to rain all day. If it does happen and we can see the sun, it's important to note that we don't look at the sun with just our eyes or even just with regular sunglasses. You need to look at the sun with approved solar eclipse glasses or make a projection of it. And I sent you guys a link to a webpage with lots of information about that.
Yes, and we'll post that. NASA has a link, as well as the observatory's own link, that talks about safe ways to view the eclipse. Can you tell us a bit? Some people don't realize that the Allegheny Observatory is part of the University of Pittsburgh and that John Brashear is, you know, a legendary scientist who worked there. Tell us a bit about the observatory from your perspective.
Certainly. So just a tiny bit of history. Way back in the 1858, there was a brilliant comet, and people went outside and looked at this wonderful comet, including the wealthy of what was then called Allegheny City. We would now call it the north side of Pittsburgh. They had so much fun viewing the comet that they said, everybody put in $100 and let's get ourselves a telescope. They did. And then if you remember your history, shortly after that, the Civil War started, and there weren't many parties of any sort, at which time the telescope was given to the Western University of Pennsylvania. It's now the University of Pittsburgh. So the University of Pittsburgh owns it and operates it as a research laboratory for researchers and for students. Now, very recently, Dr. Rachel Bezenson, who is an astrophysicist at Pitt, won an NSF Career Award, which comes with some money to do a project. And she wanted her project to be an outreach program at the Allegheny Observatory. That funding, along with the funding from the University of Pittsburgh Dietrich School for Arts and Sciences, has made my position possible, and I'm just so very excited to be here in content that I love, bringing it to all different audiences.
What makes you love the sky and studying it so much?
It answers the big questions, and when it can't answer the big questions, it opens up even bigger questions. Now, you asked about John Brashear. I think he felt the same way. He saw Saturn when he was a young child through a small telescope, and he just wanted to be an astronomer. There was no path to astronomy at that point, so he worked in a steel mill and then showed someone at the observatory a lens that he had made by hand. And they said, this is amazing, and built a path for him. Then he ended up creating the John Brashear Lens Making Company, which was the best lens making company in the country. It made the lenses for our big telescopes that were installed around 1900, and a lot of the really critical optical components that allowed us to understand how the world works better. His birthday is at the end of November, and we're going to be celebrating that with children's activities, including a visit to the crypt. John Brashear and his wife and a couple other people, their ashes are actually interred underneath one of the telescopes at the observatory.
That's going to be November 24th, and the observatory is in the city of Pittsburgh's Riverview Park, a grand park on the north side. And a lot of folks don't know about Riverview Park. They know about Schenley and Frick. Well, Riverview Park is another large, gorgeous, beautiful city park. And at 5 o'clock, that's when the birthday celebration begins?
Yes, absolutely. You'll need tickets. They're on Eventbrite. There's no charge for the tickets, but we do need to keep track of how many people are coming.
Wonderful. We've linked to that. And Carrie, I hope we'll get a chance to talk more in the future about events happening at the observatory. I'm glad that the grant enables you to do more public outreach and talk to folks about it. I hope things go well at the John Brashear birthday party. And I just posted that link about looking at the eclipse safely, as well as links to watch the eclipse online, since it won't be too visible in our area.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
Thanks for joining us. Take care.
Bye-bye.
That's Carrie Handren here with us talking about the Allegheny Observatory. Patrick mentions there's a star party also. There was going to be a star party at Wagman. But the weather is not cooperating. Coming up, good morning to Rick, by the way. A chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge when the Sound Hound comes by, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio.
Working on a ship we may never sail on. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail on, but we're gonna build it anyway. Sojourner Truth said, ain't I a woman? Ship gonna sail someday. Mother Jones said, no child labor. Ship gonna sail someday. Eugene Debs said, no more prisons. Ship gonna sail someday. And Joe Hill said, don't mourn, organize. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail on. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail on, but we're gonna build it anyway. Mother Blue said, sit down, ship gonna sail someday. Paul Robeson said, I won't stop singing. Ship gonna sail someday. Martin Luther King said, I have a dream. Ship gonna sail someday. Malcolm X said, power to the people. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail on. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail on, but we're gonna build it anyway. Dorothy Day said, swords into plowshares. Ship gonna sail someday. Cesar Chavez said, viva la huelga. Ship gonna sail someday. Judy Berry said, no more compromise. Ship gonna sail someday. Phil Berrigan said, no more atom bombs. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail on. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail on, but we're gonna build it anyway. Now they're all gone, but we're still building. Ship gonna sail someday. That ship's gonna sail to peace and justice. Ship gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail on. Ship's gonna sail someday. Working on a ship we may never sail on. But we're gonna build it anyway. We're gonna build it anyway. We're gonna build it anyway.
Paul Kam and Eleanor McDonald here at the Saturday Light Brigade. A few items in radio history that we're going to share with you in a moment by way of Radio Rick in Highland Park. I always enjoy getting his emails about things he's discovered that happened related to broadcasting and radio around this time of the year.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District.